Blog Talk Radio.
Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Through your covenant, Lord Jesus, I have a new life. I have a new purpose. I have the promises of your word as life, light, and provision for every area of my life and ministry. Your promises are a surety in my life and ministry. Your word is the foundation of my life and ministry. Because of your covenant with me, I know I will never have to stand alone. You will always be there with me. You are an ever-present help in times of adversity and danger. Because of your covenant, I have confidence that you will honor your word and that you will never leave me or forsake me. In Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for your covenant blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will strengthen me to walk in the light of honesty and transparency before God and others. Father, I thank you. I pray, O God, and I ask you to search me, know my heart, try me, and know my anxious thoughts. And if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in everlasting way. In the name of Jesus, as I come into your presence, amen.
In your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence. Seeking your face.
Heavenly Father, as I come into your presence, I thank you for your forgiveness, and I commit myself to believe only your truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Satan tells
Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. invites you to join our social Christian network. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christians throughout the world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to the non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. You can visit us at www.myhocm.ning.com. House of Christ Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. We will never rent, sell, or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you're entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing on the industry's absolute, best prices on your products via email. You will enjoy savings of up to 50% on brand name products from top suppliers and top manufacturers and more. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our online Bible College, House of Christ Bible College, at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now support food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums. From our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to our monthly mailing lessons, to our distribution of free copies of the book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism, and they are free. To our social Christian network, to our online Bible college, to our posting of Words of the Day on numerous websites, to our online bookstore, we are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request, or share a testimony, or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501c3. We appear to be having some technical difficulties. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, When they therefore were come together, they ask of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. We will make an attempt once again to get our audio working properly. We are still experiencing some technical difficulty with our order section. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson in a series, Biblical Prophetic Principles. Tonight's lesson will be Soul Ties. What is soul ties? The soul is the psyche, the mind, where reasoning takes place. Will, where decision takes place. Emotions, feelings are generated there. Imagination, the visionary or goal setter, and memory, where experiences are stored of a person. The soul is where a person becomes self-aware and as the expression of a unique personality. What is a soul tie? Matthew chapter 19, verses 5 and 6 says, "And said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore, they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God had joined together, let no man put asunder." Beloved, a soul tie is a bond, a connection, or joining of two or more things. A soul tie forms when one or more people bonds, connects to, or join themselves with the same commitment as in a marriage, actually cleaving to one another or to someone or something else through this soul area. While engaging in a physical act can start the formation of a soul tie. A soul tie can form in any relationship, physical or non-physical. It is formed and strengthened through an act or continuous acts or instances of intimate sharing, whether physical or emotional. So a soul tie is instigated through a physical joining as well as an emotional one, where two or more people become bonded together or united in the heart. There are good and legal soul ties, legal in God's eyes, and bad and illegitimate ones, which are demonically inspired and maintained. Good or legal soul ties, marriage, parent and child, Christians, the body of Christ is tied together. And if you take a look at Acts chapter 4, verse 32, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, the body of Christ does have a corporate soul tie through the Holy Spirit to our Savior. And you could take a look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6, and to each other to prevent division within the body. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, you could also take a look at that. However, we have soul ties within, albeit independent of the body, which are based upon God-ordained family and personal relationships, friendships. David and Jonathan, 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1. This was not a homosexual soul tie, as the world and perverse religious leaders would like to indicate. The love that Jonathan had for David could be compared to the love that the Apostle John demonstrated when he laid his head upon Jesus' breast. That's in John chapter 1, verse 20. It is the love that a friend demonstrates when they go as far as to give or risk their own life for their friend. For we know that Saul came close to killing his own son because of his personal jealousy, hatred for David. Jonathan was in mortal danger as he opposed his father, King Saul, for David's sake. John chapter 15, verse 13, and 1 Samuel chapter 20. God does give ordained relationships, but even they can descend into codependency and become counterproductive if those involved in them do not grow and mature as individuals. A legitimate soul tie becomes detrimental when a person tries to complete an insufficiency in the other's soul area. Only God, through His Word and Spirit, can repair or mature a fractured or immature soul. For instance, God gives spouses the ability to become one flesh. 1 multiplied by 1 equal 1. When two whole, healthy in the soul area, people cleave to one another. Each person multiplies the efforts and abilities of the other. But that is only if each one is whole in soul to begin with. If not, this is what can happen with a person who is a fractured soul. Even the healthy spouse's efforts and influence are reduced to a fraction of their potential. Bad demonic and illegal soul ties. Frank Ammon writes in his book entitled Soul Ties, this truth, he says, demonic soul ties are perversions of the good and holy. Good soul ties are founded upon love. Demonic soul ties are founded upon lust. There are many people in illegal soul ties. These soul ties do not lay or lie dormant, but they rather affect a person's life in a number of ways, which we will examine. For example, lust, control, and fear are the key doorways to demonic soul ties. This is the reason Jesus Christ quoted Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 and 28, which says, "You have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh at a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." This is true, because in his heart, through lust, he has connected with another person outside of the marriage bond. This is why many people have problems bonding with their legitimate spouses due to the fact that their hearts are tied to others. This can also happen when you lust after another person and begin to idolize their characteristics, wishing that your spouse was like this person. When you have physical relation with someone, a soul tie most often is formed. This is because soul ties are most often established through intimacy, either physical intimacy or intimacy of the heart. Often, our heart intimacy with friends, even with someone of the same sex, may go beyond the bond of legality, go beyond the bounds of legality, and thus it becomes perverted and illegal. For example, when you begin to share things with a friend that you should only be sharing with God, your spouse or other person in your legal chain of relationship, you have crossed the line of legality. This becomes an adulterous situation of the heart. Another key doorway to soul ties are fornication, sexual relationship outside of marriage, and adultery, sexual relationship with someone other than your spouse. When you become one with someone physically, there is a transference and a bonding that forms a soul tie. Through illegal sexual relationship outside of the bonds of marriage, demonic soul ties are forged. Those who have sexual relationship outside of marriage become one flesh that God had made solely for a husband and wife. Even petting, touching someone to arouse outside of marriage can cause demonic soul ties. Excessive touching outside of marriage leads to a soul tie, and the lust that accompanies it makes the tie unclean, which opens the door for unclean spirits. Bad soul ties can cause you or encourage you to sin. Because our hearts are often illegally bonded to someone, Satan uses any illegality as access to us, especially when our hearts are attached. Some soul ties are adulterous, even if they have never been physical. For example, a person who is estranged from their spouse in their heart may be vulnerable to attach to someone else. They may never become physical with the other person, but it still is an adulterous soul tie. You should never be closer to a married person than their spouse is. If they feel more comfortable sharing the intimate things of their heart with you more than their spouse, then you have an illegal soul tie. And in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Soul ties are also formed when out of fear of loneliness or weakness, we connect with another person, open to fill the supposed void with friendship or companionship. This can quickly become a problem when an unnatural dependence forms or the relationship becomes controlling, and then we find ourselves in an emotional, mental, spiritual, or even financial crisis of bondage to another. Or, on the other hand, feeling obligated to help someone who has become a burden. Beloved, Soul ties have hindered many from finding a righteous spouse. So many people cannot find the right one to marry, or they cannot bond with their spouses. This is often because they have illegal soul ties with others from their present or past relationship. Often, God has proposed and designed a specific person for us to marry. But we miss God's appointed person for us because we unfortunately have an illegal soul tie with someone else that has stolen our heart, hindering us from receiving or bonding with the right one. This person may be male or female. Often, a soul tie with a close friend of the same sex can block the arrival of the husband or wife that you have been searching for, or even into the relationship with the spouse you presently have. You may have a soul tie with a person, a friend, who rejects the person God has sent you. This can happen because a spirit that has entered your friendship through an illegal soul tie does not want a legal soul tie through marriage to replace its influence or compete for its relationship with you. God will not send you the right one as long as your soul is tied to the wrong person. Even admiring your first love will hinder the true love God has intended for you. Some relationships, both with male and females, cross the boundary of God's order of relationship and open the doors to spirits. This can even happen with animals. Animals have souls, and so we can have illegal soul ties with them. Such an example is seen in the overindulgence of affection and gifts for family pets that has resulted into a multi-billion dollar pet industry. Pets are even being willed millions of dollars by owners who want them lavishly cared for after their death. The will of deceased hotel owner Leonie Emsley is one example. In the Garden of Eden, no animal qualified as a mate for Adam. Thus, no animal should have a soul tie with you. Idolizing someone can cause an illegal soul tie, including a Christian leader. Many people begin to dress like, act like, talk like, walk like the person they may idolize. Even in the church today, leaders become who the people want to bond with instead of God. Beloved, this is wrong. People should bond with God in the deepest areas of their hearts. We must be tied in our soul.